SUV. Make it not, Cat. I'm gonna miss you while you're gone, you and Miss Anna both. I hope you have a safe trip and really enjoy your time over there in France. Just remember, when you check in on Echolink, you gotta do it, you gotta speak in English, not French. So, when you get back, I'm thinking about putting up a super loop. And, I gotta figure out how much of that, telephone wire I'm gonna need. So, I guess I got plenty of time to figure that out. In here where I tore this wall out of my shack, I finally got that old gas furnace out of the floor, and now I got about a 2x2 hole in the floor. Then where the cabinet was, there's another hole in the floor for a fresh air return. And I'm trying to figure out where I ain't got no plywood or nothing to do the job with, and I'm a son of a gun today when my daughter come home from work. I ain't supposed to tell. I know she's working in this plant that nobody knows what the plant does and all, but they get shipments in there on these pallets. And the pallets, the plywood that the boxes are stacked on is not even nailed to the pallets. It's just sitting there. And it is the prettiest plywood I ever seen. Both sides are slick finished. And she said they had 9 pallets of it. They were going to put in a dumpster. And there's 100 sheets per pallet. And they loaded on the back of her truck on the pallet, all shrink wrapped and all. Because everything down there is secret. They shrink wrap it in black plastic, heat shrink wrap. And she can get 900 sheets of it right now. It's 4x4 sheets, but each corner of it has got about a half inch 45 notch in it. But that don't hurt nothing. You can square that stuff up, and boy, it is some pretty lumber. And the price of what plywood is selling for now at Lowe's is ridiculous. But she said she could get nine pallets of it. She could have got it to all today if she could have hauled it on her truck. But I'm thinking about doing that back deck out there with it and paint it with that battleship gray enamel paint. That'll waterproof it. I'm thinking about putting it down and doubling it up and have a half inch deck, I mean a 1 inch deck out there on back. But I was tickled to death when she come home with that stuff. I'll let you go, Chad, and let you try to get some sleep. You might ought to come by here and got one of my 100 milligram amitriptyline. I know you would have slept. I don't know. Every time I go to the doctor, I'll take one of them before I go to bed at night, and I still lay there and toss and turn. Miss Anna, if you listen, you keep him straight over there in France. Keep an eye on him. I don't know if you know how them French girls are, but they got a reputation. Keep an eye on my buddy there. So with that, I'll say 7-3s to you, Chad, and to you, Miss Anna. Really hope you enjoy your trip, Miss Anna and Chad. 7-3s, Chad.
7-3s, Walt. You be careful, bud, and I'll see you in a couple of days. Okay, 304 NUE, I'm clear.
Hey, Chad, I know I'm not really supposed to be talking now, but I just want to say we're going to miss hearing your voice on the radio, and I hope you and Miss Anna have an amazing trip, and I hope you guys really get to experience it, and it's a fun time, and I hope you get to eat your reconstituted strawberries, and that you enjoy it. But I just wanted to at least say goodbye to you guys. I wasn't sure what time you were leaving tomorrow, but I hope you guys have amazing and safe trips. So, 73s, thanks, Walt, for letting me say something.
Yeah, go ahead. And Daniel, thank you for coming in and saying something. I enjoy sitting back and listening to you pick on him at times. Go ahead, Chad.
I've got a solution for this snail issue that I got. She keeps calling it escargot. I don't know what there is to go about it, but I'm gonna take my reconstituted strawberries and put one of them strawberries on top of each one of them snails. Reckon that'd make it taste any better?
Hey, just so you know, those snails may eat the strawberries.
It's slimy. Chad, I just take me up some salt in a package and put that salt on them snails. You ain't never done that. You put salt on a snail, they just melt away.
I thought they was at least cooked. Are you telling me they ain't cooked?
I ain't never ate one, and I've been in love with a woman, but I don't think I've ever been in love enough to eat a snail, raw or cooked. I love eating raw oysters. I can't even eat that sushi. I'm not going to eat raw fish, but I will eat raw oysters.
Hey, Chad, that's why you drink a half a bottle of wine first, Casey, before you eat it.
Hammer, that way if they're still alive, you can kind of tap them on the head.
Helping me at all. I mean, at all. I'm already struggling with trying to think about getting one of these things down, and now I don't even know they're cooked, and you're telling me I need to hit them with a hammer. How big are they?
They slide down real easy, Chad.
Has anybody out there actually eaten one of these things before? KO4NUE.
Had a salty booger before, I could tell you that.
Any station listening, has anybody out there actually eaten escargot before? I need to know.
Yep, K4XB.
KO4NUE. You got time for a couple of questions.
It's been a while since I've had it, but I don't recall it being bad. We headed up in Quebec.
But
I suppose it would depend upon the species of snail. And I know these guys are funning you, but it's considered a delicacy for a reason. You probably find it good if you can think about it just being food.
How much of that wine do you drink first, Chad?
I think that's your call. So you don't remember how big they were?
Probably, let's see. That was probably around 30 years ago now. So I do not recall. But you'll be fine. Just try it. It's like anything else. You've probably had frog legs or crawfish or alligator or other things like that. You know, it's something to try. You may not like it, or you may just decide that you really do like it. And by the way, if you don't mind checking me in, since I was a little bit late getting here too.
Dad.
ISG. Comment.
Hey, 4XB, could you give me your name and location, please?
Me, and I'm in Southern Greenville County. K4XB.
Well, now's the voice, but I couldn't put the call. and the name or the location. Thank you, Tommy, for coming back and checking in and trying to make Chad's trip more enjoyable. Coffee, go ahead.
Chad, if you take some hot sauce, that thing is going to taste good no matter what you got.
Take control, Walt.
This is K4ISG. In Germany, I remember, let's see here, there's a special pork you get them out of that shell with, and whatever their seasonings they were cooked with, which you usually use on cooking oil and cooking wine, and they don't taste too bad, a little salty, depending on what they're at. How they cook it, but it takes a special pork to get them out of the shell. So have fun and enjoy it. They don't taste too bad.
And so let me just be clear. This is what I'm hearing. Nobody knows how big they are. I might like them. Throw the salty booger in there. Really? And then I gotta have a special tool to eat it. And I Googled it. You can't even spell it. When I type in escargot on Google, it takes me to go-kart racing. So Google don't even know what they are. I don't know about that. K4XB, you can't remember how big they are, really?
Oh, yeah. If you see one of those little shell snails around here, multiply that times four.
I'm asking how big it is because I'm trying to figure out if I'm going to have to chew it. If it's small enough, I can just swallow it. But if it's that big, I'm going to have to chew it. I don't think I can do that. Strawberry or not.
They're going to have a different texture than what you're thinking, man. But whatever it takes, man, toss it back, and toss back a shot, whatever it takes.
You're overthinking it, man. Just go with it, K4XB.
I'm telling you, take you some Texas Pete and put it on it.
It's on the airplane. That's why I got the reconstituted strawberries. Daniel, you keep telling me that the airport's not going to let me on with my strawberries. They're dried strawberries, so I shouldn't have no problem. But if they take my strawberries at the airport, we're going to have a problem. France is going to have a big problem. KO4NUE. Y'all got me a little bit. I don't exactly know what to think about it. Anybody sitting in front of a computer, you Google it. Type in S space car space go. And you get a whole bunch of information about go-karts. Nothing about snails. Nothing. And I need to know. Gary, KI4DOS, have you ever eaten one of these things? 4XV.
ESCARGOT. One word. K4XV.
Just texted it to you.
Echo, Sierra, Charlie, Alpha, Romeo, Golf, Oscar, Tango. ESCARGOT. And this is K4XP.
And the word got, which means it got somebody. I don't think it's going to get me.
This is hilarious. You've got to get Anna to film you as you're eating this.
I might would pay to see that, K4XB.
Now that I got the spelling right, they're not too big. I don't know. Some of them's pretty big. It's like the smallest one. I'm still going to have to chew it. I don't know, man. Somebody told me the other night that there was a hamburger joint, hamburger chain there in France somewhere right outside of something or another. But I don't know about this, y'all. I don't. Anna's gone over there to her mother-in-law's right now. She can't hear me, but I don't think I'm going to be able to eat these things at all. And, I mean, can you really, I mean, if you just look at the word alone, and it's got the word got at the end of it, it's like kind of like it got somebody. And No, not going to happen. K-O-4-N-U-E. No boogers, no hot sauce, no got. I just, you know, nah. I'm good. Y'all have a wonderful one. I got to go. This is K-O-4-N-U-E-7-3s. And I'm going to have to go take me a sleeping pill now. K-O-4-N-U-E, I'm clear.
OS, were you wanting to make a comment, Gary? Let's hear and see if I got any other check-ins. This is K4OIM with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Have I got anybody out there that wants to check in or make a comment tonight?
Well, LZI, because I don't know if I'll get to between 9 and 11 o'clock tonight, so I'm going to tell you now. Do you remember the 2CWA, what that means?
Don't, Andy. I'm going to write it down here, QCWA.
It may still be in amateur radio, but back in the late 70s and early 80s, and they're along, of course, now silent keys. At times, there was a lot of people on here on this repeater at the time that talked about the Quarter Century Wireless Association. Quarter Century Wireless Association. And if you've been licensed for 25 years minimum, you qualify for that.
I remember that. And I remember seeing something about it on the QRZ webpage here a while back. I'll check into that. I need some wallpaper to go on these new walls I'm putting in my shack, Andy. I appreciate that. You go ahead and take your insulin, Andy. I know you have to take your insulin about this time every night. And, I don't hear anything else from you tonight. 7-3s, Andy, and have a good night's sleep.
It's 11, but I didn't know if I'd get a chance to tell you that, but there's quite a few back when I first started listening on this repeater back during that time that at that time qualified for that. But you got to be licensed for at least 25 years. And as you well know, this day and time, there's not many of us that is. You, W4FH, Jay, Gene, who was on here earlier, I'm pretty sure he would qualify. There just ain't that many today that still, let's put it this way, breathing, that would qualify. But there has been some on here in the past, and I remember talk about that on here back then. And since you was talking about that earlier, you very well could qualify. So, KI4LZI, you go ahead with it.
LZI, I had Jeff come over here the other day. I can't remember his call dog, don't it? But he come over here the other day and he seen a copy. License I got back in 78, and that's before they went to them little bitty printed, you get off your computer now. I mean, I had to sneeze twice, but it's on a blue piece of paper, the United States Federal Communication Commission. Amateur Radio Operator Certificate. and he couldn't believe the way they looked back then. Instead of 8x10 frame, they were a big license, and they're beautiful. I keep this one framed. I've got every one of my license I had. Even when I renew them, I always kept them. KI4LZI, K40IM.
To point that out when I got the chance about that you might check in on that, and I'll be here from now to 11 here monitoring, but I just wanted to be sure I got that across to you at some point. KI4LZI.
You live up there on Table Rock, I don't know if you have a garden or not, but you don't never have any snails up there. You ain't never eat no snails.
To be honest, we have that stuff up here, but I've never been that hungry, let's put it that way, to want to eat a snail. Now, if I'd been in a situation like some of the places where Chad's been, over in Afghanistan, Iraq, places like that, you might consider it, but I've never considered caring about eating any snails.
I did, living with my grandma and grandpa, I've eaten many a possum. I remember grandpa going out and catching musk rats. And he ties their tails together and throw them across the clothesline and let them kill each other. And he'd go out there and cut the throats and bleed them out. Skill them out and dress them in. And Grandma would cook musk rats. I don't remember how they taste. I can remember how an old greasy possum tastes. Man, them things are greasy. They like eating a doggone goose. I can't eat a goose. But I was a kid growing up back then, up till I was about 15. I went to live with them when I was 6, because somebody had to be there with my grandpa. He had heart trouble while my grandmother worked. But, man, I'd eat rabbit and squirrel. They ain't nothing I like better for breakfast than a big old cat head biscuit and them little bitty squirrel eggs. They would eat frog legs and squirrel gravy. Man, that was some good eating. Or to kill some of these around here. Dress them out and fry them up. Maybe it keep the power going off. I got up this morning, got dressed, and come down here to the shack. Put my coffee in the coffee pot, hit the little button, and the red light didn't come on. I said, what the heck? I come over here and I turn my radios on, everything come on. I said, what's going on? I forgot I'm on solar power down here for my radio equipment. I've got the inverter to hook up to power the whole doggone place. I'm going to have to do that tomorrow. But I went out there where I got my shack wired into the box, checked all that wiring. It was good. Went up to the house, flipped all the breakers, come back down here, still didn't have no power. I went back in there in what used to be the bedroom in here, opened that door up, flipped all them breakers, and power didn't come on, and it's got them little fuses like automobiles has got now, them little plastic things. I got my meter out, checked all them, they was good. Finally, I got my boat meter out and went out there to the power box. They have no power there, and I looked over at the power meter, and it was solid blank. I went back in the house, tripped over the breakers. I didn't have sense enough to turn a light on in there. And still no power. I come out and went into my bedroom, going to get a flashlight, and I turned the bedroom light on and no power. The whole time, the power was off in the whole neighborhood. Another squirrel had got up into the transformer. I came down here, I said, the man, I was ill with no coffee. I said, what am I thinking? I got a gas range over there, so I put me on a pot of water, got it boiling, and I poured it in the coffee filter in my coffee maker. I got me about a half a cup out. I couldn't wait no longer. poured me out about a half a cup, put the pot back under there, sat down at my desk, and the lights came on. It was a rough morning. KI4LZIK4OIM. Andy, I'll let you go, and if you want to make more comments, just come on back in here. But I've got one more up on the stump here. Mr. Daniel over in TR, KJ4WZM. Mr. Daniel, you still in here? WZM, Daniels, you're up, buddy. You're still in here. Daniel went to bed. Do I have anybody else to check in? Alpha 3 Zulu, please call K4OIM or net control.
K4OIM, this is K4RYP. Please put me in for comments.
K4OIM. No, I am not. You on your own.
Go ahead.
Just go ahead, Gary.
I just wonder if you called on me yet, Walt. I had to walk the dog.
I call on you and Miss Joy. Oh, yeah, you ran out. I called you, called back. You, that's when Chad was up on the stump and, Daniel and five or six more got in there trying to tell him how delicious them snails are going to be, Gary.
Him in the net, KI4DOS. Well, they're not bad. You know, they go down kind of easy, and, you know, as far as the escargot goes. I've eaten a lot of other things that were probably a little worse than that.
Never had the desire to eat one, but like I was telling Andy, back when I was a kid living up there at Glassy Mountain, the one over here next to Hogback, not the little one over there in Pickens, Grandma and Grandpa, I've eaten many opossums and many, many of musk rats. I've eaten goat, bear. I ain't never eat alligators. I ain't never wanted to, but I keep thinking they've eaten, might have eaten a human. Might have eaten brine laundry down there. I don't know. And shark meat, I can't eat it because I think about sharks eating humans. And there ain't many things I want to eat, but I just don't think I could eat a snail, Gary.
Anything to get hungry enough. I was over in Fiji, and lady brought out a big old plate of what looked like peeled grapes, and I was sitting there just munching them things down real good. I stopped one of the ladies there, and I said, "What is this?" She said, "Fish eyes."
I was living down there in Greenville, and they had that boat lift for the Vietnamese when they brought them over, and the apartment complex I lived in, if it was a man, just a man and a woman, you got to have a one-bedroom apartment, or you could pay extra and get a two, but if you had a child, you automatically had to have a two, And if you had two children, a boy and a girl, you had to have a three-bedroom. But they brought them Vietnamese over, and they would put 30 of them in a two-bedroom apartment. And all the apartments had two bathrooms, well, a bath and a half. And the Vietnamese, they would just come outside, drop their pants or pull it out and squat down on the sidewalk and do their business right there on the sidewalk. And within a month from the time they started moving them in, they would the dog within a 2-mile radius. And my brother and I was sitting out on the deck one day. We got off of work, we were sitting out there drinking beer, and we watched these four Vietnamese drag this big old black Labrador dog up there. They dug a hole and buried it. The next day, 24 hours later, they went out there and dug that dog up and dressed it out and cooked it. They had to bury the dog for 24 hours for the spirits to leave. And this lady, they got automatically got welfare check. I got the rent free, got food stamps. And this lady from the food stamp office came out to visit to see if they had cooking utensils. And she went in that apartment and she come out throwing up everywhere. They had dog skins hung up all over the wall drying out, Gary. But they kill every dog in the neighborhood. K-I-4-D-O-S, K-4-O-I-M.
Well, it all depends on what you grew up on, I guess, Walt. I'll try anything once, and if I don't like it, I won't eat it again. But I don't know. It's one of those things. I don't know if I've ever eaten any dog meat. I may have. I've eaten monkey. I have had some of that. And just as you mentioned alligator a while ago, I've had some of that. That's really good. Just all kinds of weird stuff. But I don't know. Like I said, I'll try anything once. If I like it, I'll continue to eat it. If I don't like it, I won't eat it again.
I was with a couple of ocean guys. I came in from work one day and I thought it was a stereo on in the apartment. I lived in an upstairs apartment, my wife and I, in the apartment next to it. There was two Laotian boys sitting out there. One of them picking lead guitar and one of them picking bass. Picking Hotel California. And I was amazed at the way they played and they couldn't read music. It was all just self-taught. I got to be friends with them. And they took me to a Laotian wedding. And I took my stepson with me. And the Laotians, all the women go in one room and the men are in another room sitting around this huge table. They must have been 20 chairs around that table. We were sitting there playing some kind of weird card game. I ended up winning $280, didn't even know what I was doing. But in the center of the table, they had this big, huge platter with a mound. It looked like dark brown potato chips. And they had this dip them in. Well, the oldest Laotian there, this old man, he stood up and he poured a shot of liquor in this little shot glass. He brought it to you. He bowed. You took the shot glass, killed that shot of whiskey. You bowed and gave him back the glass, and he'd go all the way around the table. And everybody's eating them dark brown chips. Now, they were good. And my stepson, I had to get on to him. I said, man, don't try to eat them all, but the lady kept bringing them out there. And this old man, another, the guy next to the oldest man, he's come around bowing, pouring grapes. And he looked at my stepson and said, "Oh, you like cow tongue too." My stepson, he couldn't eat any more, but that cow tongue, it was sliced real thin, and I don't know if it's deep fried or not, but I would eat it today. That stuff was good, David. KI4DOS, K4OIM.
KI4DOS, K4OIM. Yeah, beef tongue's good. I enjoy that. My mother used to cook it as a roast. You had to cook it for about 12 hours, but after she got through cooking it and preparing it, it was really tasty. I enjoyed that. But, you know, there again, we get talking about food and what we eat and all that sort of thing. We could be here all night there, Walt. I was going to tell Chad, I know Anna's waiting to her turn to be on the radio next. The last time I flew, my brother-in-law told me, he said, "You know there's a bomb on the plane that you own, don't you?" And I said, "Good, I hope it's under my seat. That way I won't have to worry about it." You know, I'll just go with everything else when it goes off. And he started laughing. He said, "I was pulling your leg." I said, "I know that, of course, but you know, if I get on a plane and there's going to be something like that happens, I want it to be under my seat. That way I won't have to worry about the drop from whatever altitude it's at." But Walt, that's about all I've got over here on this end of town. Just a bunch of whatnot, a bunch of nothing tonight. Got a good net going. I appreciate you calling it. And I'll sit back and listen to Anna's reply there here in a minute. Sorry I wasn't here when you called on me for comments, but I've had to walk the dog, and we got this little furry dog, or long-haired dog, that stays in the house, and we have let her out and do her business, so she'll go to bed, and she sleeps in her little crate. She'll be in there till about 10:30 in the morning, and then she'll get up and go outside and do her business then, so we try to take care of her about this time of night. But anyway, Walt, I'll turn it back over to you and let you carry on with it. Got a good net going. Appreciate you calling it, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 7-3, my friend, KI4DOS, back to net.
Walt, K1CJW, just a quick comment before I go to bed. I don't know how many people know this, but during the Second World War, they used to sell in the markets horse meat. It was very popular, and people bought it. K1CJW.
JW, I don't see any difference eating a horse than eating deer or bear or even beef. I might have eaten some, but I know I would try it, Roland. All right, Roland, you got anything else for me?
No, just a comment before I go to bed. K1CJW is clear.
Roland, I'm still waiting on a recap kit for that doggone Holocraft radio. And I got a message last week or week before last. I usually get them within 7 to 10 days from Hayseed. They told me it'd be late December or early January now before I get them. I did get the recap kit yesterday for a SX-99 Holocraft in there that I've been waiting on it for 4 months. I want to get this thing going and let you hear it on get going again, Roland. I appreciate you checking in, Roland. So with that, I know Miss Heather, KO4RYP, up there in Camp Mabella. Miss Heather, go ahead.
YP. Well, Walt, I have not heard everything that has been said here on your net tonight. because I was watching a soccer game for a little while, and then I had to go take care of my mother. But I have caught little bits and pieces, and I've heard a lot of people talking about eating a lot of different crazy things, and I am going to make my husband eat snails when we are in France. I have eaten them in France before, and they were quite delicious. So I am convinced once I have him eat them over there, then he will come back and he will report back that he did indeed like them. Because I'm here to tell you, if you put a rich enough sauce, gravy kind of sauce on top of just about anything, it makes it taste really, really good.
Do me a favor. I think you'd be doing everybody on the net a favor. If you don't have a camcorder in that, please take your cell phone. And take some a picture of him eating them snails for the first time. I know we'd all like to see it. We've been giving him a hard time. He gives him a hard time about it. While you were going over to your mother's, I told him, I said, if you worried about them reconstituted strawberries not making it over there, I said, Chad, all you had to do was hide them in the bottom of her makeup bag. That way you would have known it got to France. Okay, poor O.I.M.
Comment? All of us on the ham were telling Chad that he would absolutely love escargot and that you're right, he needs to try this, and so we're all on your side, and I say no gravy, just let him try the escargot.
I sure do appreciate that, and I do appreciate the support of the Blue Ridge Net and all the people on it as we embark on this journey. And I definitely, Walt, will get some really good pictures or a video of him eating the snails. I'm telling you, he's going to be eating some crow when we get back because he's going to like them. And I'm going to be able to tell that he likes them. He's not going to be able to hide it. So when we come back, I'll have lots of pictures and he'll have a good report, I assure you. And I thank you all for your support.
I like the way you got them dogs trained. Where they go to the door and stand there and warn you when he's on his way home. You really got them dogs trained, Miss Anna.
That's the craziest thing I think I have ever seen. Especially KC, he will just perk up and go to the door and stand and watch. And I know that in about 5 minutes, Chad will come rolling up the driveway. And sure enough, it happens every time. And I've heard of that before, that dogs have like a sixth sense almost, of especially if they're owners, if they're super connected to them, and they know when they're about to come back. And, of course, every time he comes in from, even if he just walked down to the shop for about 2 minutes, he comes back up, and Casey acts like he's been gone for 3 years, and they have this grand reunion every time. So it's really, really cute.
The doggonest cat I ever seen. The cat I had, I'd had her about 4 years, and she got ran over. And I always hated cats. And my granddaughter came over one Christmas Eve and came back to my shack. And she had something hid under her coat, and it was a little kitten she had got me for Christmas. I didn't want no cat. But I couldn't break her heart, and I took the little kitten and raised it, and I had her right at 4 years, and I came down to the shack. She always came with me, and I fed her, and she went out to do her business, and this lady pulled up in the driveway. I don't know if she run over the cat or not, but she was blowing the horn, and I went up there, and there's my cat laying in the road. She wasn't dead, but she couldn't. She kept trying to raise her head up. She couldn't. And I got her up, took her back down there to the later on the bench there at my shack. And I went ahead and dug a hole. I was going to take her over there and just go ahead and put her out of her misery. But I called my daughter at work. I said, "Honey, Emma's got run over. And I don't know if I can put her down or not." She said, "No, Daddy, wait. She got off work, rushed home, and we took her to the vet. And her back was broke, her spine was broke diagonally. And they said she wasn't in no pain, but she was paralyzed. There's nothing they could do." So I went on out to the car, and they went ahead and put her down. I brought her home and buried her, and it liked to kill me. And the next day, my daughter took me down to Spartanburg to the animal shelter. She paid $100 for this other kitten. And I was tired of kitten. I didn't want to go through that again. But I got a cat named Patricia. That was her name when I adopted her, and I was going to change her name. I said, "No, I'll just call her Miss Patricia or Trish." And she comes out. She knows when I'm cutting everything off in the shack. She'll walk me back up to the house, go in there, and she'll jump up on my dresser. I'll lay there and watch a little bit of the news. And she'll jump down on the bed, come over and stand between me and the TV where I can't see it, and then she'll take her paw and start slapping me in the face, telling me it's time to go to bed. And after I cut the lights out, she'll jump back down off the dresser and come over and cuddle up right next to me. And then in the morning when the sun comes up, I swear that cat will lick her paw and slap me in the face with it to wake me up. And she'll run to the front door while I'm getting dressed. And we come on down here at the shack. I put on my coffee and put her some fresh water in her bowl and feed her. That's the doggonest cat I ever seen in my life. And there's all these other wild cats been coming around. Jealous of them. She'll run them off, and she'll come and lay across her food bowl where the other wild kittens can't come in here and get her food. But I love my cat now. And there's 10 of them little wild cats that's hanging around over here. One of them is just as fuzzy as she can be. She'll let me pet her, and then another little orange kid, a tomcat, he jumps up my lap, purrs, and he'll slap me with his paws, want me to play with him, but man, I can't. And then I got another kitten that just came to the house before we even moved over here. I've had her over a year, and she still looks like a little kitten. And she'll kill snakes, rats, lizards, but she brings them all in here in the shack and lays them down at my feet. Then I got another tomcat that my granddaughter brought me. He's adopted. I got him. They all been fixed except that little kitten. And now there's 10 more of these stray cats coming around here wanting to eat. And I go through 22 pounds of cat food every week. I'm going to have to start killing cats and dressing them out and eating them, I think. I'll invite Chad over to see if he wants to try some cat meat. K4OIM, back to you, Anna.
I do believe that you've become a cat man. That's what it sounds like. My daughter, she's a freshman at Clemson, and she texted me some pictures yesterday and said, "Mom, look, I've been feeding this stray cat that's been hanging around our dorm for about 2 weeks, and she's pregnant and going to have kittens, and I can't wait."
like gray cats come over here, and my daughter kept telling me, Daddy, that cat's gonna have kittens. She's gonna have kittens. And the last week or the latter part of the week before, I was sitting here and I was looking out the front of the shack. Here comes that mama cat. She brought a little kitten over here and set it down out there at the food bowl. Went back across the road, come back with another one. Went back across the road, come back with another one. So now there's a total of 13 of them stray cats coming over here and eating. I just can't afford to keep feeding them all. But I hate to see an animal hungry out there, Anna. I guess I just got a soft heart. KO4 RYP K4OIM.
I think you've got the soft heart, and you don't want to see any of them suffer. So I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all, except for the large cat food bill. I'm sure that's not fun. A teacher that I work with, she does the same thing and has just takes in any stray cat that comes around and will feed it and take care of it. And she's gotten donations of cat food from like grocery stores and places like that. She'll just call them and tell them what she does, and that she's got like 22 stray cats that she's adopted, and they help provide her with food and all to take care of them. So I think I know that can definitely be a burden, but it's hard. I couldn't do it either. It's hard to watch an animal not get fed or be hungry. Well, Walt, I've enjoyed it very much. Thank you for letting me pop in and say my 2 cents about the snails. I'm going to sign off, though, and turn it back over to you so I can go finish packing a few things and making sure we're ready for our trip tomorrow. But it's been good to talk to you tonight. I thank you very much. It's KO4RYP. I'm clear.
YP, K4OIM. All right, Miss Anna, I know you're tired and excited about the trip. I hope you can get some sleep tonight. Usually when something like that happens to me, I'm going to a beach or going camping or going fishing or something. Next day, I can't sleep the night before. But I hope you know we've just been picking at Chad, giving him a hard time about the snails, but it's all in fun. And I hope y'all have a safe and enjoyable trip over there to France, Miss Anna. So with that, I'll say 7-3s and good night, Anna. And good night, Chad, if you're in there listening. You ought to be back there practicing eating snails. Surely you could buy some over here in the United States somewhere. Good night, Miss Anna and Chad. K4OIM. Anybody else out there want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net before I send the net report in, or anybody want to make a comment, please call K4OIM or Net Control. So at this time, I will send my net report in. Please hang on just 1 minute, please. KI4 DOS will be calling the net tomorrow night. And as I said before, Gary calls the RF section. He has the swap net. Anybody wants to buy, sell, or trade any kind of radio equipment, be sure and check in tomorrow night with Gary. I know he'd really appreciate it. This is K4OIM, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, with my thanks for all that checked in tonight, and thanks for all that stayed around for the lag, you and picked at Chad a little bit. So, we will now return a repeater back to normal amplitude use. 73s. Good night and God bless.